this funnels are something that is happening to us all the time. Every time, like in a restaurant, you never get offended when you just had a, when you sit down at a restaurant and they say, hey, do you want an appetizer before your meal? That's a funnel, right? They're giving you a low hanging fruit to get you invested, right? And then the next thing, you're going to have the meal. What's the next thing they say after
that's
the
crazy
meal?
The first thing is they like, yo, you want a drink? They try to hit you with the drink.
Yes.
Up front. We got to get you spending money.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Immediately. And then they're going to upsell appetizer. Next thing is dessert.
And 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleepers for Suckers himself, David Shand. Let's get it.
All right. Welcome to another edition of the Social.
Hold on, Dave. Before we get started, I just want to put something out there. I need all the ad-libs.
What you mean?
All your ad-libs, like, that's hard.
Oh, the oh.
That's a bar. I need all them joints in this podcast before we go ahead and get. I just want to point that out.
Hey, look, I mean, you know, if you don't get none of them, you just give no bars.
But so. That's why I'm making sure that they're in there, though. I want them already.
Now, only you can make sure that you say something gives me a reaction.
Let's go.
Nah, but I'm excited about this one.
I'm excited.
Because we've done work together.
Yeah.
And sometimes I meet some people for the first time. I've known them for a little while, and I get to interview them. And it's like a new, refreshing story. And I've, you know, I've seen their document of success.
Yeah.
But I'm just seeing it from afar, but not being able to experience it.
Yeah.
And we have like some experiences together where, you know, launched my conference. Yeah. You know, I've seen a launch with a bunch of my friends. I've cooked you in multiple Monopoly games. So I've been able to see your journey. Your highs and your lows in Monopoly. So welcome. Welcome to the show, man. And you traveled all the way out to Atlanta.
Yeah.
You ain't playing, man. I appreciate you.
To see you.
That means a lot, man. Yeah, that means a lot. Because if not, I'd have had to go to Iowa.
Yeah, Des Moines.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
To get this interview. Because I needed it.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, this is the one. This is going to be bigger than who's highest now? Him 500 still?
I think Trap is the highest. Okay, Dash is going crazy.
We're
going
to smash Dame. Pause. All of that. Let's go. Pause.
I know. All right, so the words. How do you...
Let's go.
I would introduce you as a launch strategist,
for sure.
As a very methodical thinker, a true businessman.
Yeah.
But how do you typically introduce yourself?
Words. I'm a believer, a husband, and a father. Mm-hmm. Like, I think those, for me, are the most important ones before entrepreneur or businessman. Like, these are the hierarchy for my God, my wife, my kids.
Why is that the hierarchy?
Just because, you know, God is, for me, is foundational. Like me being able to breathe, lungs, air, all of that, and be able to be a husband and an entrepreneur doesn't happen without God. So, wow, that's the foundation. And then my wife, who I'm sure we'll talk about that throughout this interview,
talking about it right now.
Okay. So we can talk about it now. But my wife, who 17 years we've been together, 12 we've been married, and she was a part of the journey when we didn't have anything, and she still was rocking with me. She still, like, just believed in a dream. That's another part of the foundation for me. And then the fact that, you know, we have our kids, that for me is legacy. And just understanding that legacy for me is not just money. They're going to be left some money and assets, but legacy is also about principles, values, our structure, your demeanor, your mannerisms. Like, I want to leave all of that for them. So that's why those are important.
I want to ask one question. I want to get back to that. But my question that I want to ask now is just kind of laying a foundation of what you've done as a launch strategist.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, how successful are your campaigns?
Yeah. So my campaigns do really well. So
I'm about to get.
It's meaning well as I meet the goals that my clients expect, right? So the launches that we do are going to be 6 and 7 figure launches, right? So we've been able to launch like Eric Thomas, right? And even going back before that, how we got to Eric Thomas,
right? I'm sorry, but when you say launch, what do you mean?
Launch meaning his Extreme Execution Program, we've launched it out, meaning we've presented it to the people. they were already rocking with it and selling and getting people in. And then what we did is our team, we came in and poured gasoline on it. Mm-hmm. So we got more exposure for, I mean, it's E, but you know, we were able to add a system and a structure to it that got the program in front of people, you know, a larger group of people and got sales in bulk.
Gotcha.
Right. So
you launch. So when you have a product or service, because a launch typically is, hey, y'all.
Yeah.
I just launched my product.
Yeah.
I have a flyer, put it on the gram. Maybe send out an email, text blast if you got a list.
Right.
And that's the launch.
Right.
Is anything wrong with that launch?
Yeah, the problem
is click the link in my bio?
The problem with that launch is, like, one, you put yourself in a state of promoting. When you see ads, what's the first thing you think to do? Not necessarily that you do it all the time, but when you see an ad, what's the first thing you think to do?
Keep scrolling.
Keep scrolling, right? So what you entail, what you obviously do, you end up turning yourself into an ad on social media because you're just always promoting your product. You're promoting. So what we wanted to do is take that away and say, no, we're going to launch a process. And in that process of launching, there's a buildup. There's value that you give out to people. There's you identifying, here's the pain that I know you have. Here's how I'm going to solve that thing. So we think about what is the pain and what is the pleasure that people want. And then your solution is that bridge that gets them that. But you got to show them that throughout this launching process. And then by the time they get to your product, now they're coming there with their credit card in hand because you fully qualified them. Two things happen. They qualify themselves by saying, oh, yeah, this is the right information for me. This is the pain point. This is that I want that solution. And then you qualified yourself by saying, I'm going to be the one to give it to you. I have the information. I have everything you need to get you from here to here. And what happens then is the way we do that, we use webinar funnels because it gets you to a point where you can do all of this value online and you can do all this value through Instagram and all of those things. But now where do you want to take these people? I want to take them on a journey off of Instagram, right? So a great way to do that is I'm going to host a webinar. And now, if I have 10,000 people, let's say I get 1,000, 2,000 of them to sign up for the webinar. Right. I now can touch 2,000 people at one time.
Right. But how the heck you get that many people on? Like, I mean, I have a following of 3,000 people or 200 people. I can't do that unless you have a following.
No. So that's the thing. It's based off of wherever your following is. Let's say you have 500 people. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So...
Which I'm probably getting, if I have 500 people, I'm probably getting 12 likes on my post.
12 likes on your post, meaning maybe there's 20 people that once you get into launch mode, you actually get 20 people to register.
Gotcha.
Okay? Yeah. So
register for the webinar for free.
Register for the free webinar. Now I'm extracting people. I got 20 people to register. I got 10 people to show up. Mm-hmm. All right? And I have a $1,000 product. Right? Of that, I got one sale. Right? Or two sales. Right, I just made $2,000 off a free webinar, just extracting people. Not only that, but I also just got 20 emails and cell phone numbers. Most people, like when you look at Instagram and stuff, those people stay on Instagram. I know we've heard this before, right? So Instagram has those people. Instagram has those followers. We don't have those followers. It's not my followers.
That's a fact.
This is Instagram followers. So what I have to do now is I need to make them my followers, my tribe, and let's start building together. So I need to take you off of there. So for a person that has 1,000 people, let's say you get 300 people to register. Cool. You just got 300 emails. You got 300 cell phone numbers. You have access to people now. You can start nurturing those leads on a whole different level. And you can, all 300, I'm going to invite you to a webinar. So 100 get on, and if I convert, you know, five or six sales, I just made $6,000. This is still free. Imagine, you know, just like what we did with your conference. When I first saw you doing the conference, you were hustling. When I asked you,
hustling,
I was like, bro, how you plan on launching the conference? He was like, yo, I'm about to
make a post.
I'm about to make a post. And click the link in my bio. And I'm like, Dave, we're not going to do that. Like, we can get a bunch of sales right now. So everybody wants to have a course and these high ticket items. We don't know how to get it in front of people. So we did a all organic, mm-hmm. no ads. You had, I think you had like 1,500 people register. Maybe, I don't remember how many showed up. Maybe like 500 or 600 people showed up. And right then and there, we had like 100 tickets sold or something like that. And you said like, man, by this time last year, I only had...
That's a fact.
I only had like 20 tickets sold. Now we just sold 100. Why? Because you just put yourself in front of hundreds of people at one time. They heard the same message at one time. They heard the same value. They were able to shift the same mindset, the same breakthrough, overcome the same limiting beliefs all at one time. Mm-hmm. And the conversions are much higher. And also, in a webinar, I can spend 2 hours in a webinar. Everything, like, who's your favorite actor?
Jamie Foxx.
Okay. You can fall in love with Jamie Foxx from 1 2-hour movie. You can be like, oh my God, this dude is amazing, right? And now every time a movie comes out with Jamie Foxx, you're like, yo, I gotta see it. It's Jamie Foxx. I gotta see it. Same thing with a webinar. You're gonna do a webinar and you may spend 2 hours in the webinar, but a person could fall in love with you right then and there. And at the end, they're like, oh, I want everything they're doing, I wanna be involved in. Every single thing. So what do you need? Know, like, and trust, right? You can do that on a webinar. You need to help them overcome limiting beliefs, right? Do that on a webinar. You need to show them that you can help them overcome their pain and get them to this pleasure that they're trying to. You can do that on a webinar. You want to show off your product and your services and who you've worked with. You want to build credibility. All of that stuff can be done in a 2-hour webinar. And then at the end, you're like, now here's the solution. People are like, yeah, I want that. I want that.
All right, so here's my struggle, though.
Okay.
If I have, for one, do I have to have a $1,000 product? Because if in the example, if I'm launching my book, it's $20, or I'm launching my t-shirt brand, it's $25, whatever. Right. Let's just use $20.
Right.
If I only have 500 followers and 20 people, how would I launch? But this is just for, you wouldn't use a webinar for that launch, would you?
No, you could. So look. Terica. Okay. Comes to me she's launching a board game. Mm-hmm. I launch everything through webinar. Hear me when I say that. Everything I launch it through a webinar.
How much is the board game? I know I bought it, but
how much was it? The board game was $47.
Yep, $47.
I took it up to $97. All right. Here's the reason why. It's because I still want the average cart value to make sense.
What does that mean?
Meaning, like, the average amount of people, money that people are going to spend, it's got to make sense. So $47, all the effort that you're going to put in, it's like, did I really make some money, right? So when you say you have a t-shirt, just like what we did, okay, let's look at the market. We can get this board game. We can get this up to $97. Okay. Then what was the next thing we did? We added an upsell that was $297.
What was the upsell?
It was a course.
A course, okay.
That directly correlates to the board game.
Gotcha. Board game, $97.
Right.
And when they buy, use ClickFunnels, I suppose?
Yep, ClickFunnels, okay. Right.
So first offer, $97. After they commit the buy, the next screen says $297.
$297 for this. But prior to that, it's not a surprise to them. On the webinar, we already, because I launched it through a webinar, we've already said, this is $97, this is what you're going to get. And you're going to notice on the next page, there's going to be an offer to get my course. Grab that, because this is the value of that. Here's the return ROI on that. Most people, look, when we're doing this, everybody needs to know what's their ROI. Not for me, I'm talking about for your customers. And it doesn't have to be money. So if you come to me and your marriage is on the brinks, and I say, okay, it's $10,000 and we're going to do this thing, you were like, my ROI needs to be, my marriage needs to be intact. You need to give me the tools to sustain my marriage. That's an ROI. People want to know, what is my ROI? All right. So when we're doing it on the webinar, boom, we go, here's the board game. Here's what this is going to do for your kids. Here's what this is going to do for you. And then here's the course. You want the course because here's going to be the further outcome. Mm-hmm. So we had a 38% conversion rate for people that purchased the board game and people that added the course. 38% of those people added it.
38%
as well.
Of people bought the
The 38 Yeah, of the people that bought the board game, 38% of them was like, "Yep, I want the 297."
Right. That's about right.
That's great. That's great margins.
Yeah.
So when you say,
"Yo, what's crazy is, bro, because before I understood any of this, I would have a website and you could buy the thing that I'm selling."
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense these days.
Right. Right.
Because 38% of those people, or let's just say, I don't know how many people, let's just say the 38 represented 38 people.
Right.
That's 38 people that would have just bought the board game.
Exactly.
You didn't even give them an option to buy anything else, which means 300 times 38, I don't know, it's about $9,000, I'm guessing. That's an extra $9,000 just by offering them another offer.
What do you think is going to happen when you take, you know, McDonald's used to do the Monopoly thing, right? And they, you peel it off and you're like, oh, you got a free whatever.
They had us in the funnel.
They had you in the funnel, bro.
You know they upsold me.
So you're going to get there and you think they're going to just be like, what's the first thing they're going to say when you give them the free thing? Okay, do you want, if you give them fries, you're like, okay, do most people come in, they get a burger and a drink with that.
And it's crazy because you couldn't get the Monopoly joint with small. Right. So you had to get like medium or it's like large that you had to get.
Yes.
The original ClickFunnels.
The original ClickFunnels, bro. Funnels are something that is happening to us all the time. Every time, like in a restaurant, you never get offended when you just had when you sit down at a restaurant and they say, hey, do you want an appetizer before your meal? That's a funnel, right? They're giving you a low-hanging fruit to get you invested, right? And then the next thing, you're going to have the meal. What's the next thing they say after the meal?
That's crazy. The first thing is they like, yo, you want a drink? They try to hit you with a drink up front. We got to get you spending money.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Immediately. And then they're going to upsell appetizer. Next thing is dessert. Or, you know, more, did you want another drink or whatever. You never get offended by that. We're already programmed to be upsold. And it's not, and here's the thing, it's not disrespectful if the upsell is actually getting people towards their pleasure. This is what we have to make sure. Don't make it upsells where it's like, it's all about you. That's the worst level of marketing and launching. When you're upselling someone, it's like, here's the blueprint to doing your content. Okay, now upsell. Do you want to know how to turn that content into a course? Oh, yes. Okay, cool. Now the upsell. Do you want to know how to launch that course? Yes. Okay, yes. Okay, perfect. All right, now do you want to know how to launch that course through webinars? Yes. Okay. So the upsells make sense. I'm not mad about this because I'm like, I came here and got everything I needed from one spot. Now I just took it where you don't have to go over here. You don't have to go over here. You don't have to go over here. You come right here to me and I'm gonna tell you everything that you're gonna need. If I tell you I'm building a house and I come here for a hammer, don't just sell me a hammer.
Right.
Bro, tell me like, are you building a house? What kind of house are you building?
Right.
You know you're gonna need nails, screws. Mm-hmm. You're probably gonna need to upsell me, bro. Don't have me keep coming back.
Everybody got their funnel, bro. I went to the dealership and I was at a Tesla dealership.
Yeah. Okay, a little light flex.
No. Here's the thing. They don't deliver for like 6 months or something like that. Mm-hmm. But the girl was like, yo, you can order one right now.
Yeah.
And you just got to put $100 down. Mm. I'm like, all right, bet. I mean, $100. Whether I want to buy it or not, just go on. She was like, yo, we can customize and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She got me with the 100.
See what I'm saying?
She was like, up front, it's non-refundable. You can't exchange it. If you don't like this particular car, and you want another one, you just got to invest another 100.
Yes.
In my mind, I'm like, all right, $100, let's go. Let's figure it out. So yeah.
It's separation. That's what it's doing.
This whole experience, bro, it was crazy because it got me on 100. And she's like, oh yeah, we can customize your car. And I'm customizing it. And guess what every customization comes with?
What's that?
A price tag, bro.
That's good.
She's like, yo, she's like, all right, we got this car. We got the Y, we got the 3, the S, and the X. Which one you want? These are the benefits. I'm like, oh, let me get the X. And she's like, all right, we got the X. You can get white, which is free.
Yeah.
Black, you can get a black Tesla Model X.
Yeah.
Like another $1,500. Or you can get blue or red.
Yes.
Those are $1,500. I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to wrap it anyway. I'm going to do white. You do white. She's like, all right, how many seats you want? I said, what?
See? let me ask you, as you keep going, at any point did you get offended or mad that she was asking you?
No, she's helping me.
That's what I'm saying. That's it.
Yeah, I got to tell y'all about this experience. It was crazy. So she's like, how many seats? I never even heard a question like that, right? Yeah. She's like, yo, you can get 5 seats, 6 seats, or 7 seats.
In the car,
bro. Mm.
I ain't never heard
so of you anything. Can do the 2 in the front, 2 in the back. Well, 2 in the front and 3 in the back.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Like regular.
Yeah.
Or you can do 2 in the front, 2 in the back, and then 2 behind that, like third row. And they're all like captain seats.
Mm.
It just takes a little bit of space from the trunk. Or, and this was crazy, or you can do the 2 in the front, 2 in the back, and then like the 3 in the back.
Oh, this is crazy.
The girl's like, here's what's nuts.
This is crazy.
3 comes with 5. 7 was an extra, it was like $3,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
But she's like, yo, the 7 seat, I wouldn't recommend it because she was like, yo, I got a child. I wouldn't even put my child in that back seat with them seats because it's just small.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ooh, let me do the 6. Because the 6, she's like, yo, they all have equal space and all that. 6 seats are $6,500. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is 6 seats more expensive than the 7 seats? I don't get it. She's like, well, they all like the captain seats. And I'm like, give me the 6 seats.
Yeah, give me the 6 seats.
Like, yo, 6 seats, less seats are more expensive. Then it goes into the wheels. You want 20 inch? It comes with 20.
Yeah.
Or you can do the 22
joints. The next thing. Let's go to the next thing. Yeah.
I don't even want to tell you what the actual car cost me at the end, but I gave $100. And I want that joint real, real bad. She took me through that journey, bro.
But the $100 got you in the door.
It got me in the door.
That's it. So, like, again, another example of why webinar funnels so phenomenal, right? So just think about this. When I go to the mall, there's always the guy with the toothpick on the, you got the sandwich. Now, I came there literally wanting some Subway. I was trying to be on my health game, right?
It's showing, brother. You lost weight.
Yeah, yeah. About 60 pounds. Yeah,
we ain't 60 pounds.
You know what I'm saying?
We're not clapping up the words on the 60 pounds.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah, so go there. I'm going, and my man has the toothpick out. Let me show you the power of what I'm saying. My man has the toothpick out, and I eat it. And I'm like, okay, this is good. And I'm walking towards Subway about face. I said, oh, that caught me. Taste buds, everything in my mouth from this sample. Of what could be a full sandwich. What do? I go back, I order the exact same sandwich that I just, that I just got a sample of. And of course, I also ordered whatever else that came with it.
Did you get the chips? You don't want to say chips.
Yeah, I don't want to say it, but
he said, I ordered the
exact, other stuff. I got the other stuff with it. But so think about that when it comes to your brand and you have all of these people on social media. Right? The goal is, how do I get them off there? what's on your toothpick? What is that that you're saying, here's a sample of what I offer, right? And so that's what I do with a webinar. I'm saying, here you can sample my mannerisms, how I talk, how I educate. I want you to be able to identify, like, do I even like my man's voice? Can I take the red glasses? Do I like his mannerism? Do I like his spirit? All of that can be, I'm giving you for free, you get to encounter my brand fully and how I teach. And I'm giving you gems and I'm giving you everything that you need right here. So by the time we get to the end, you've made the decision to whatever else you were going to do. You like about face, I'm rocking with words.
Yeah.
And so think like Hem 500, we launched Recession Proof out, right? So Hem 500, one of the things that he said to me, he was like, bruh, I'm going to tell you the experience alone. It's phenomenal. He's like, you walked me through this whole thing. You made sure I even stayed on his webinar. That was 3 hours, right? I stayed on yours too.
Oh, for sure.
The whole thing. I'm in his ear on the whole webinar, 3 hour webinar, making sure that everything went smoothly because it was the first time he had done it. Now he blew up the whole thing. My man was doing webinars every single week. Why? He'll tell you. Because it was the fastest way to grow his business, to get in front of more people consistently, grow the email list, grow the text following, and just explode that thing.
So walking through, we tell everybody we got the webinar. That's the sandwich.
Yep.
Yo, how many people, real quick, when you saw like, join me, I'm going to give y'all the free game on this webinar, join the webinar. He was like, oh, this is cool. Let me just learn. It's not because I want to just feed the community. Right. Like, for a while, I just thought, I'm like, yo, these people doing free webinars. Yeah. How are you? Like, where you make money at? Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That is the sandwich.
That's the qualifier. That's why McDonald's, they're willing to give you the free sandwich because the sandwich is not where they make the money.
Mm.
Right? It's the fries and the drink and all the other stuff you're going to get is where they make the money.
Gotcha.
So it's back end, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm willing to do that back end work. I'm willing to sacrifice all of that because here's the thing. I want somebody that's going to stay with me for the long term, the longevity of it. And then not only that, even if, let's say I get 1,000 people on, I only convert at 10%. I got 10 sales. Okay. I make $10,000 right then. Okay. That's great. I'm going to celebrate that. Praise God. Right. But I'm also looking at the fact that all the other people I got registered?
The other 90 people?
No,
that's 90 people that were on the webinar.
Yes.
But you probably got another,
let's say 500 or whatever to sign up, or 300. I can go to them and tell them when I'm going live on Instagram. I can send them emails out. I can do other free things with them. So 3 months later, I did this. So Hem 500 had me on one of his calls, right? Mm-hmm. And I asked them, we polled the group. And I said, how many of you all, first of all, came in through Recession Proof through a webinar? 80% came through a webinar. Okay, cool. How many of you all put three or put whatever number, how many of you all came in very first night, right? So there was like 20% of them said, I came in very first night.
Right, however, so you pitch, you say, okay, here's the offer, they buy that day.
Yes. But 70% or 60% of them said, I did it after 3 months.
Mm.
So again, that's why I said the value is not the 10 people that are, they're valuable, but what about the 900 people that registered that you still qualified them and they still said, I want to learn this, but maybe they're not ready to make a decision from you, or maybe they still need to trust you. Maybe they still need to see something else from you. If you continue to water that seed, boom, 3 months later, you have more sales. 60% of the people on the call was like, yeah, but it took me 3 months. And then it started getting 7 months, 9 months, all of those things. And I finally made the decision. What happens is, and this is why I appreciate that. Look, this is why I'm willing to do the long game. That's how I operate. Because the quick entrepreneur thinks that speed is fast. No, deliberate movements is fast. Like when you're calculated in your movements, that's fast, right? So you can get a head start.
That was an outlet right there.
You can get a head start and be like, oh, I got 4 months on on words. And I'm like, no, I'm still beat you. Because 4 months, you did all this hustling. But in my 4 months, I'm going to do a webinar that fourth month and have same amount of sales. But also, I'm going to continue nurturing those leads that come in. And I'm going to get more and more sales every single day.
Gotcha.
Just because, like, I'm continually growing my audience.
Gotcha. Here's the major question we got to ask ourselves.
Yeah.
How the heck are we going to get all these people on this webinar?
So that's
let's say I don't have a following. I just have a dope product, dope service.
Yeah.
How am I going to get these people on a webinar?
That's actually the easiest part, right? No. So look, when I first started learning how to launch a webinar, my wife and I, right, we had just lost our home. This is like 2012. We had lost our home, and I'm telling you, we were in the check in the cash cycle. I don't know if anybody has ever done check in the cash.
Checking the cash?
Okay, so you've been in money for a long time there, Dave, okay?
check into cash?
Check into cash. Like, so you could bring the check that you're getting, right? And then you can show them that you're making money so you can borrow money from them. So it's a crazy cycle because I can, like, let's say my check is only $1,000 and they'll let you borrow $500. But then you got to pay the $500 back and all that. So
how much is interest on that?
The interest is...
It's got to be Satan.
It's ridiculous. So if I borrow $500, I'm giving you about $650 back.
Sound like buy here, pay here. You see what I'm saying?
Here. So, but you know, so we get caught into this cycle. And I'm going to check in the cash. I'm also putting my account in the negative. You don't know about these things.
I do.
No, like, how, let me ask you, bro, let me interview you.
I was a server for like 10 years.
Okay,
bro.
Let me ask you then, Dave. All right. How much can you let your account go in the negative?
Was it like $200, something like that?
I went
to like six something.
Okay.
But I'm saying they'll let you cash a check if,
I got the system down where they would let me go $500 in the negative. So what I would do is
I wound up on Bank of America like $900.
This is what I'm saying. So I would take my card and get $200 out, and they're gonna charge me $25 for that. Now we $225 in the negative. I would take my wife's card and get another $200 out, and now we $450 in the negative, right? So I know I just got an extra $450 to add to the money I just borrowed, just to be able to pay bills.
The mindset behind that is just so broken.
Robbing Peter, paper. I'm literally shifting money around to try to keep up a lifestyle. Mm. This is the first thing people got to understand. The money to build your business is there. It's just caught up in liabilities. And you have to decide.
Say it one more time.
The money that you need to build your business is there. It's just wrapped up into the liabilities that you're refusing to give up. There's certain liability. Like, so I literally got to a point where my Impala that I was paying for, I drove it to the bank. It was like, they're calling me like, yo, you owe on this car and we need our 390. I'm like, look, I don't have 390. I have 150. We can't take 150. Okay. Well, you're not about to have this much power over me. I cleaned out the car, drove it to the bank and was like, here's your car. And they were like, no, sir, that's not how it works. I'm like, I'm driving it to the bank. You know, I ain't even know that's not how it works. And they were like, well, what can you do? I told you I could do 150, right? And so I'm saying this was at a point where we were caught up in such a cycle and I'm trying to keep all of these liabilities. I'm trying to keep up with cable, cars, my bowling league, and this ego and all of that, but it costs. Ego is expensive.
Facts.
This is madly expensive. So we got to a point where all of that stuff started drowning us. And it got to a point where we went home one time and the water was off. We had just had our daughter. The water is off. And my wife looks at me like, babe, what are we going to do? And I literally at that point was like, I have no idea. We got to give up the house. I didn't want to give up the house because we were 24 years old. And I'm like, but everybody looked at us like, man, y'all got the house, y'all got the marriage, y'all got the this. And I didn't want to give that up. But that was costing me my business. Mm. All of that stuff. So we finally gave it up. We slept in a friend's basement, me, my wife, and my five-month-old daughter. Bro, we went to a food pantry. First time in my life I ever had to do this, right? We went to a food pantry, and I couldn't even look the guy that was checking us in his eye. So embarrassed, ashamed. The second time we had to go, I didn't go in. My wife went in. My ego, my pride, all of those things. And she went in with her head just, I mean, lifted to the ceiling. Like I'm doing this for my family, right? And that right there, it just ignited me. To see her grind for our family was key. So while we was in the basement, I started listening to E. She the one brought me the video of E. We're listening to E. I joined Breathe You. Who do I see? This is all of this to get to your question. Who do I see? The first person I see is David Shands.
Really?
David Shands, first video saying, you got to understand what is your purple cow. And I'm like, what the heck is the purple cow?
I remember
cow?
That video.
Yep. Right? And so you're talking about in there, you're like, yo, let's. You're going on a road trip and you have black and white cows all the whole time. But suddenly you see a purple cow. When you get to your destination, what are you going to tell people?
I saw this purple cow.
I saw a purple cow. And from then on, I was like, oh, shoot, what is my purple cow? How do I stand out? Wow, red glasses come. Mm-hmm. This is where the red glasses come from.
That's crazy.
And me wanting to wear, you've never seen me in any color clothing. Only black, right? You've only seen
You're
me
You're absolutely
in,
right about that.
Yes. Like, only wear black. It makes the red pop out even more. So I looked at that as everybody will be able to identify, oh, the guy with the guy with the red glasses, the big guy with the red glasses, right? You ain't gonna focus on the black. You ain't gonna, you're gonna focus on the red glasses. So what I did was, one, I identified my purple cow. Like, how do I stand out if you see me online? The next way I stand out is the messaging. This is how you get people to actually show up for your webinar, right? The red glasses stops you from scrolling. So maybe your purple cow is, my man always wears bow ties. I got a guy, he loves bow ties. He has green bow ties, red. I'm like, oh man, my man with the bow tie. What is that purple cow that will identify you and people can say, oh, you know the guy that...
Yeah, right.
Right? The next thing is the messaging, right? The guy that talks about launching, right? So this is the next thing I had to do was... I changed it from entrepreneur and motivational speaker, and I became very specific. All right, I am an online launch strategist. Meaning, whatever you do online, if you have a digital product online, I can help you launch that thing. Him 500 heard me on your podcast, when we did a live together, and he heard me say online strategist, and he was like, what the heck is that? This is his story. He said, I was sitting down with my team. We had just finished wrapping up Recession Proof, and he was like, yo, we need to launch it. And he's like, I stopped and I was like, oh, I know just who to call.
Wow.
Boom, standout number two. It's the messaging, your title. How do people identify you? How can I refer you? I don't even know how to refer you. So you need to have this thing down if you want to get people on your podcast, on your webinar, right? So we talk about what stands out here, but then the messaging. How do I refer you? If I'm referring Dave, again, if anybody talks to me about new beginning entrepreneurship, boom, I know Dave. That's what Dave talks about. Beginning entrepreneur, transition out of your 9-to-5. Wow, I know why to recommend Dave. Everything. My sister, Kyra, I know why to recommend her. If you're a speaker, I'm like, yo, I know how to recommend you. Mm-hmm. Right? And so that's the next key. The third thing is I only focus on the pain.
Only focus on the pain.
So when you think about this, most people are marketing from a place of like, I'm just marketing to people and telling them, like, you need to buy my stuff.
Right.
But nobody's marketing necessarily to the pain of the person. So if I have, there's three levels of things that we focus on. Either it's a problem, three levels of problems. Either it's bothersome, it's irritating, or it's painful.
Bothersome, irritating, or painful.
I'm going to give you the examples. Okay. So what's bothersome is I have a toothache.
Right.
All right? But it only hurts when I drink cold stuff. Mm. Right? So what am I going to do, Dave?
Just drink on the other side or just drink warm drinks.
Drink warm drinks, right? I don't have to make a decision to do anything. I don't have to go to the dentist at that point because it's like, it's just bothering me. What's irritating is now I'm eating and it hurts. You know, I got my tooth on the right side. I'm eating. It hurts. What am I going to do?
I'm irritated.
Okay, I'm irritated, but I'm going to eat on the left side. Yeah. Right? But when it gets to the point I can't sleep and it feels like my temple hurts. and I feel that pain in my jaw. And now my neck and all of those things hurt, and I can't get comfortable. I can't eat. I can't drink. I can't work. Then what do?
Go to the dentist.
You go to the dentist. Why? Because you want to get relief right away. Mm. So in order to get people to get on your webinar, you have to identify what person that you're trying to get on there, but know their pain, because they make decisions right now, today decisions based off of pain. You don't make decisions based off of you being bothered or irritated. You will delay that. I'm like, my tooth been hurting, like, not now, but my tooth was hurting 6 months. But when it got to a point where that thing, I could not eat, you know, when I couldn't eat, I'm hey, babe. And normally my wife would make the appointments, but I was like, no, I got this. I just showed up. I didn't care how much. The lady was like, your copay is, ma'am, here's the card. When I'm in pain, I only think about the relief. And if you tell me that you're going to bring me relief, price doesn't matter at that point.
You're talking good words.
Right, I'm telling you, right? Price don't matter. Where you want me to come doesn't matter. Now, all of these things, like, what is the biggest pain? Why, your podcast is successful specifically with entrepreneurs because the biggest pain is more exposure. So you're the only one, only podcast that, well, one of the only podcasts that during the pandemic, you were still like, nah, in person. People were like, well, shoot, man, you want me to get on a flight right now? Pain, but the pain is greater. It's like, but I need exposure. Yeah. I'm going to get on this flight. Yeah. Get this exposure. I had to pay for a ticket to come here, right? Because sure. The pain point is I have something and I want to get more exposure. I want to get in front of more people. You're solving that through this podcast. People make decisions based off of their pain, but more importantly, they make the decision based off of the relief that they're going to get. And that's the ROI. That's why it's so important that you tell them what the ROI is.
All right, look, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I got to tell you, finally, you asked for it and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon. We put together a community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay. So check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated. Okay. Thank you so much. Now back to the episode.
Gotcha. You see what I'm saying?
So walk me through what that looks like. So J. Remy, come on, let's go to the mic, brother. Because I want you to tell words what you do. And I'd like you to show me what that looks like for him.
Yeah, for sure. We'll get him.
Go for it.
All right. So I'm J. Remy at J. Remy D, J_REMYDEE on Instagram. And I'm a fitness coach helping professionals transform their bodies through fitness.
Okay.
Namely, overweight professionals.
Okay. So first thing is good is right. Fitness coach, but you specifically work for professionals and corporate?
Yes.
Okay. Helping corporate professionals is the first thing I add. We're going to niche it down, get very specific. So now when you put out anything, you're going to say, hey, if you're a corporate professional, mm-hmm. So that's the first part. But the next part of it is you said overweight. There's a different level of overweight. This is how I niche it down so I know exactly who to get on the... What's the level of overweight that you focus on? Is it morbidly obese? Or is it, I just need to get my six-pack back, or I just had a baby, or what is that?
Yeah. So it's like the first level. So like the person who's looking to lose like 20, 30 pounds.
So just, you're just trying to get back in shape.
Dad bod.
What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. 2 full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long-form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code Big Deal. That triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal.
Yeah. So again, we would use that language, right? So is it men or women?
We'll go men.
Okay, so men. That,
why do you say it like that? Whatever you decide.
Because
you
know, the answer is not both.
That's good.
It is not. So, like, but you need to know that because there's a certain pain language for each audience, right? That so now when you know, is this guy married, single?
Single.
Okay, so he's a single father that has so are you trying to get single fathers in corporate?
No father, no kids.
Single, okay.
Corporate.
Okay, single man, corporate professional that is trying to get his dad bod. So I would even want to use something else. That's trying to get his, what do they call, his bachelor body or something like that. So what is the thing that they're trying to get, right? What is the pain that they're now feeling, though? Let's go on. This single man that's in corporate that maybe they used to have this six-pack. They're still reminiscing. Like, this is how I know. Right. They're still reminiscing about high school and college.
Looking back when, like, the quote-unquote glory days.
The glory days.
When they didn't have to wear a t-shirt in the pool.
Exactly. So now your message is what? Just from that, what do they want?
They want to be able to get back to the days of when they were younger and feeling more confident.
Boom. So now that's what my messaging is going to say. I know their pain. The pain is I feel like now I'm stuck in a body that I don't even know. I'm trapped in this body. Dang. And now the only thing they do is I got to get back to the glory days. So how about if my messaging said is, what if you didn't have to reminisce about the glory days and you can turn them into today? What if you could turn the glory days into right now?
That's good.
You see what I'm saying?
So good.
You see, that's how I'm a message. And then I'm going to say to you, like, well, look, I got just the thing. I'm going to show you exactly how. I'm doing a free webinar on how you can lose up to 15 to 30 pounds in the next 30 days, how you can get your back in shape. You'll feel like you're in high school again. Oh, I'm going to use all of that language, all of that stuff. I'm going to show you exactly the right workouts that burn fat, what foods that should be eating that fuel your body, all of those things. Click the link in my bio, and then let's go ahead and get this work. Mm. So that's how specific I'm going to become. If it was morbidly obese person, I'm not saying anything about workout, right? I'm not saying anything about the glory days. Because for a morbidly obese, there may not be any glory days. They're now trying to focus on what? What would a morbidly obese, what would their pain be?
Their pain would be...
What would be the things that fears them most, that they fear most?
Other people, honestly, sickness.
Sickness, right? Dying.
Or they've been there, like, typically if you're morbidly obese, you've been that way your whole life.
Exactly. So you're so used to it that you think this is a part of your life, but there comes a point where you start thinking about death more. So the language that I'm going to use with them, again, their pain language is, I want to make sure you live. Like, so I'm going to show them, like, this is how you live. I want to show you how you can get your knees strengthened up under you when you're walking. My guy, that is my coach, right? He goes, this is what he does. This is how he got me. He was telling me about all of his new machines. Like, your words, I just opened up my gym. I want you to come. We got the new. And I said, bro, I don't care about your machines that I'm not going to get on. He sees me at church. And, you know, I have my watch on. He's like, yo, can you pull up your heart rate? My heart rate sitting down was at like 98. His heart rate was at like 70 or something like that, 65 or whatever. He was like, when I work out, my heart rate gets up to about 98, 110, 120. He's like, your heart rate is at my workout rate. And then he says, you're going to die before me. Mm. Your heart is working harder than mine.
Hey.
And when he said that, I then responded, well, okay, well, what are you suggesting? He's like, we need to come. I need to get you down here. And we're going to put a program together for you where you can start doing simple activities. You can slow down your heart rate. You know, you start living longer. We can get you sleeping better, all of those things. At that point, I said, okay, where's your little dumb gym with the machines in it? All because of the language. Mm. We tend to dangle things in front of people that they don't want. So you can't, for a morbidly obese man, don't dangle in front of me a six pack. I'm not there yet mentally. I was like, bro, you got a lot more work to do. But if you dangle in front of me a full night of rested sleep, I want that.
Oh, wow.
If you dangle in front of me, like going up some steps without my knees hurting and there's no back pain when I'm standing or something, oh, I want that. Like, let's go. That's difference in messaging.
Which is why you got to niche down your avatar.
Yes.
Which I be preaching every day.
Yes.
Because you got to know that. If you don't know the audience, if you don't know, your knees are going to be hurting or your feet, you're walking. I think I think that was you. You said something like about walking on your heels.
He's walking with it. I remember I sent you the message. I said, yo, your man is he's not walking with his feet. He's walking with his legs. And that's that my coach. He was telling me, no doubt. He's like, you're supposed to go heel, toe, push off the toe. But what I was just doing is lifting the leg, putting the foot down. Lifting the leg, putting the foot down. He was like, that's why you got the back pain. Because your back is doing all of the work.
And if in my messaging, I'm saying, yo, you're not even walking with your feet. You're walking with your legs. You lift it up and down. And you're like, you tuned in like, yo. Yeah.
Or what I would say to attract you is, I would say, do you have lower back pain? You want to know what it is? So that's the pain. I'm not going to go to what it is yet. That's the surgery part. Nobody really understands that. But they do know, I do have back pain. Let me tell you what's happening to the reason. And it's easier to get people on the webinar or wherever you're trying to go at that point because you're speaking their direct language. In the pastor preaching, you'd be like, oh, this dude is all up in my business. Mm-hmm. You mind your business, right? That's because he knows his audience. Yeah. So when you know that, it's very easy at that point to say, all right, if you're morbidly obese and this, and you want to get a well-rested night's sleep and wake up feeling restored and pain-free, I got a free webinar. I want to show you exactly what you need to do. The reason why it's hard for people to get people on a webinar is because you're just trying to get everybody. And in that case, you're not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
There's nobody to know that you mean me because it seems very general. I want the specialist. I want the master, Bruce Leroy. Give me Bruce Leroy out here. You know what I'm saying?
So what is the system that you use to do it? I got my avatar. I got my messaging.
Yeah.
I know what my product is going to be.
Yep.
Now what do I do?
Now that's when we host the webinar. Mm-hmm.
So you pick up, is there a particular webinar that you use?
I use Webinar Jam. And the reason why, but here's the thing. You can use Zoom. You can start off with Zoom. But what I do is I upgraded to my very first webinar was on Zoom. I had like 10 people on there. I got 2 people in. Mm-hmm. I was selling a $20 product. Camille Dangerfield, my very first dream builder, she bought off a webinar. She's actually still a dream builder to this day, right? But I started there because it was simple in pricing. I did upgrade to the $50 where you know, on Zoom, they have a $50 upgrade that you can do where you can, the people can see, they can't see other people. You could just see who's on and it's a webinar style. I do that for my own personal psychology. I don't want to do a webinar and be like, oh, okay, there's 4 people on here. Okay. But you should be excited about the 4 people. But I know there's a psychology part to it as well. If I see 4 and they see 4, they're going to be like, this dude ain't, why am I on here?
Oh, so the thing is hiding it from the other people.
Yes. So Zoom allows you to do a webinar where my energy, you're going to feel like, man, he got 1,000 people on here. It might be 10. Right. So that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to do Zoom. I'm going to have my slides picked out. The same thing we did with you. We had the slides, all those things. And now I'm teaching. Now I get to be in my bag.
So we got the messaging and all that.
Yep.
We get a webinar hosting platform, which is Webinar Jam, Zoom, or what have you.
Yeah.
Then we create our slides.
Walk me through the
psychology of the slides, because you had me do like mad slides.
Yeah.
It's because I'm normally, I'm going to have 6 slides, 5 slides. We're going to go through those. Why so many slides?
Right. So, and that was the same thing I went through with E as well. It was like, bruh, you got 60 slides on here.
Right. E-T, Eric Thomas.
Whereas E is like, yo, I need 4 slides. I get my whole point across. I'm like, yo, I get that. But here's the thing. When you're doing a webinar, there's a journey. It's not just about how we want to deliver the information, but it's also about how people receive information. Mm-hmm. So I know that we have kinesthetic learners, we have audio, we have visual.
What's kinesthetic?
Kinesthetic, you know, they're just interaction, hands,
it means
movement,
interaction. Doing. It's like kinesthetic is like you interact with people.
John. Yeah. So on the webinar, I get to, that's what you all are doing. The 4 and 6 slides, you're doing heavy kinesthetic, where it's interactive, type in the comments, all of that stuff is great. It creates an experience. But what about the person that is like, that's not me. Like, bro, just get to the information or whatever. They want to take notes. They are visual. So they need to write down what they see. I'm doing the slides, not for me, for them. So they can visually see what it said. Or maybe I'm talking too fast. Now they can see it. Boom, they can write it down. They can transfer what I have on my screen to what's on their, you know, on their pad. That's the visual learning. The audio, they're still going to be able to hear me as well. Yeah. And then also think about, you know, we know DISC assessment, where there's a person that I want the details, I want the notes, I want the systems. I don't want to miss anything. I want to make sure the slides allow me to do that.
All right.
Because I don't want them to get off and be like, oh, I don't know anything though. My man was just gassing me the whole time, right? So there could be one person that say he gassed me. The other one was like, yo, he was dropping jewels, mad bombs. But the person that said I was gassing him, I didn't have anything of substance. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any steps for them. So the slides give me the steps. The slides allow them to take notes.
How many slides typically?
I'm going to do about 55 to 60 slides.
Gotcha.
And, you know, there's an intro. There's my 3 main points that I'm a really dig into.
And each point will be on a different slide.
Yep.
What you're saying is, first, there's 3 things you need to learn.
Yep.
Right? And that one slide might say, There's three things you need to learn. Yep. Then the next slide might be the three things.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so yeah. Like four slides. Or the next slide might just be the one. Here's number one. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to talk about that. And I'll have, here's number one. And then I'll have my points within that one.
To take them on that
journey. Yeah, to take them on that journey. So that's key. So you got to think extroverts, introverts, they respond differently. So my extroverts are going to respond from hearing me, seeing me interact, being all of those. My introverts are going to respond from what they see on screen, them writing, all of that.
Gotcha.
So I'm able to do both of those in a webinar.
Gotcha. So it's kinetic and what was it?
Kinesthetic. Audio and visual.
Audio and visual. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, so I got my slides, got my webinar jam or my Zoom. I know who I'm talking to, got my message, all my bars laid out. What do I do? Next, I just put it on Instagram, say, hey, webinar.
So now I start that process of when I'm launching out, and I was just talking to Tuella, who is our DBN operations, right? So she's about to launch, and we were talking about, all right, we want to do your countdown videos and all of this stuff, right? What we now do is you show them glimpses of what's going to be on the webinar. Your whole webinar is done. So now the only thing you got to do is talk about the pains of what I'm about to help you overcome. So like my man was just saying, if we identify those three things, I'm going to help you. I'm going to tell you exactly what to eat. I'm going to tell you how to live through the glory days. I'm going to tell you this. I'm just going to do a video on each one of those points.
Gotcha.
Like, here's what you need to know. Here's why you need to know this. And then the solution that I'm going to give you is going to be on this webinar.
I see.
All right? Nice. Here's the problem that many people are facing. You have a course, but you don't know how to launch the course. I'm going to show you exactly how to do that on gotcha. Here. I'm pushing everything that we're now doing. Even you were doing crazy videos. Like, you had the one where you fighting the plant and all of that stuff. We actually do about 23 videos for our entire launch.
Dang.
Yeah. But I mean, I map it out for you. Like with our clients, this always get, I'm like, yeah, we got 23 videos because there are different looks that I want to show the serious part of you and the pain points. I want to show parts of your story. I want to show the silly parts of you that people may respond to. Like, let's show people different parts of your personality so they can fall in love. This is the qualifier. This is how we get people to the point where they're like, yes, I'm getting on this webinar. I rock with my man. Like, I'm getting on this thing. By the time you spend that time launching, so if I'm doing a webinar, I'm going to go 10 days out. I'm going to tell you all the stuff that I got going, the solutions, the transformation, all of that. You do that 10 days and you get on a 2-hour webinar, by the time you're coming there card in hand, like, look, I don't even care.
So where are we getting these people from, though?
From the social media, your social media.
What if I don't have any?
So if you don't have social media, you can run ads.
Okay.
That's a dope way to do it. It's a very fast way to get people in front.
Like, and you incorporate that in, like, your clients and stuff like that?
Yeah, so with our clients, we have people that we refer to do ads, but that's the fastest way. Like, so again, going back to M500, the first six we did together was all organic, no ads, right? And so it was just him using the social media with you. We did all social media, right? Email list or whatever. And this is why I don't start doing my first webinar. My first webinar, I don't do it until 3 months later. So I'm going to spend 3 months building, serving. So when I say serving, I'm like, I'm doing lives. I'm putting out posts. I'm doing whatever. I'm collaborating with people. I'm doing whatever because I want to get the audience to understand what I do. And then I'll start my 10-day launch.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we did that organically first. And then from there, my man started doing the ads and was like running that thing.
Mm.
He did. Listen, so I tell people, you commit to doing this for 52 weeks. A lot of people ain't gonna do that. You commit to doing a webinar every single week for 52 weeks and watch how your business grow. I don't care if there's 10 people getting on, 30 people getting on. Watch how your business start to grow.
Yo, I think, like, I was talking to Neo. He said he did like a webinar every Sunday for like 2 years or something.
Every
like that.
Single week, bro, your business will grow like crazy. My man, that boy, M500, this man was doing them, you know, the Sunday before Cyber Monday. He was doing Father's Day. My man did a one on Valentine's Day. We, in the middle of the pandemic, we're like, we're going to launch. I said, okay, we're doing the same product, $1,000 product. He's like, nah, we're doing my 5K product. I'm like, bro, it's the pandemic. What are you talking about right now? What are you, nobody has $5,000. Bro, we did that launch. And I was like, all right, well, I guess, okay, you got it. I can't say how much you made, but, you know.
Give me some numbers. You don't got to say the name, but what are some of the numbers of your most successful launches? Like day one numbers. Because, I mean, you can calculate, you know, moving forward, but day one, what are some of your successful launches that you
like get? From individual people?
Yeah,
like,
you got to meet a person.
Well, I can tell you for sure one, and this is, you know, we've been open with it. So my guy, Richard, and his wife, Adeze, mm-hmm. We did a launch with her. Her product was $1,100. This is her not having, because you keep asking this question, not having social media. She had a social media, but she was not posting content.
How many?
None of that. She had, at the time, she may have had like 3,000 or 4,000 followers. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't posting. She wasn't, you know, like doing lives.
She didn't have an engaged audience.
No. So what we did was just what I told you. All right, we're going to do 3 months of just engaging. Don't sell anything. Don't send them to the link. Don't do any of that. And this is why people are like, nah, you slowing me up. No, these are deliberate movements. I'm actually speeding you up. Mm. So we did 3 months of engagement. We then got to a point where we're like, yo, let's just try to, you know, we only need like 100 people. We make, you know, a little 100 bands, whatever. So we did it. We launched. We made $130,000. The same night, we sold 100 products. 100 God products,
Lee.
Right? And then we're launching now, right? We're still launching right now. So we took the year, worked with our group, all of that. We raised the price to $3,500, right? And now, bruh, it's increased even more. We're about to hit the seven-figure mark on their product now. So, like, literally, I can give other examples where, you know, probably one of the biggest launches I did was M500. The biggest, of course, is Eric Thomas. I didn't want to use him because it's E. You know what I'm saying? So he's like by far the biggest, but M500 will be next. I have a young lady, you know, Rochelle. Do you know Rochelle? Rochelle T. Parks. Yeah. So she's killing it with the launches. She's doing webinars. She did 40 webinars live every single week. Now we have her on Evergreen. Evergreens means I don't even have to show up for the webinar anymore. I'm replaying the ones that I've already done.
But it feels like you're still on it.
It feels like you're still on it. So she's doing that and just eating. So like, that's, yeah. Yeah.
This was good.
I'm trying to get you to do that.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm launching my podcast blueprint where I'm going to be laying out everything.
Let's do it.
The joint is so thorough too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, and how to launch it, because I am looking forward to building the largest community of podcasts, because it's something when you're amongst your own, you know what I mean? You can, you know, kind of trade what's working, what's not working, things of that nature. So we definitely going to get busy. Yeah. We're going to do a Q&A for our Patreon group. All right.
Okay.
So y'all got questions? You got questions, he's got answers.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to do the Q&A for our Patreon group. So after this recording.
Can I say one more thing before we let the podcast listeners
absolutely
go? I would say what I learned, the biggest thing to focus on, even if you're not doing webinars, the biggest thing in business, right, that you should be doing is helping people overcome their limiting beliefs. I don't care how dope your product is. I don't care how dope you are. If they still have a limiting belief within themselves, you'll never get them to buy. Because they themselves don't believe that this is possible for them. Yeah. But this is why I like doing webinars, is because in that time, I can address what your limiting belief is. I need to know my audience, but I'm going to address what the limiting belief is, and I'm going to show you, I'm going to shatter that thing. I'm going to make sure, like, I'm a big guy. I was afraid to get on camera. Like, absolutely, like, oh my God, they're gonna judge me. I'm gonna become a meme and all of that. It was, I'm gonna become a meme. Like, but when I understood, you know, how to overcome that limiting belief, like, I stay in front of a camera now. Yeah. And if I can get people to understand that beyond the sale, that's the most powerful thing you can do. Because people, and Maya Angelou said, people may forget what you say, they'll never forget how you made them feel. Mm. So if I make them feel like they can do anything, Like there are no barriers. I will get a sale every single time because there are barriers. Every time you say something, they're going to place a barrier. Like, no, yeah, you said you can get people invited, but I got a small account, but I got this. But you have to know that and you have to strip that away. Now what? It's not there. Now what? Now what? Now you have to actually say, okay, either I'm going to do this or I'm going to continue to lie to myself. You got two choices. You're going to do it because all of the barriers are removed, or you're going to continue to live in pain. And most people, this is the crazy part, most people choose pain. They still going to choose the pain because it's too much work. It's like, I don't care what, a lot of people still choose pain. That's why courses, what we know, 80% of not going to go through the course. You purchased it to get relief, but then you still chose your pain. I knew that me eating, like people had always presented like, bruh, like I'll coach you for free. Removing all barriers. My man even said, I'll come to your house. I'm like, this dude. And I still chose pain.
Wow.
Because pain is where, you know, it's comfortable. We get so used to it. We live with it. And you're like, well, I mean, it's been here when you know, that sandwich has been here for me, bro. Yeah. Like, you know. So they choose the pain.
Days.
Yeah. So help people overcome their limiting beliefs. And that's how you're going to get to the sale.
That's true.
That's real.
Yo, so do we have something something for our audience? And I don't know what it could be, but create some sort of, I don't know, discount or something for the social proof audience to work with you?
Yeah, for sure.
So is there like a social proof page you're going to make, or can we just make the promo code social proof?
Yeah, we're going to make the promo code. So Tuella will handle that. You about to give me, so...
I don't know what the discount is, but
okay, I was about to say, don't give me to say a number. Yeah, because I'll have to ask.
Yeah.
Oh, social proof. Yeah.
So as long as the discount code is social proof.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
Because here's my goal for my audience, man.
Yeah.
I just want people to get some information and just to know they can use the code social proof anywhere and enjoy work somewhere.
What you want the discount to be? I
don't even know what the offer is.
What you want the special offer to be?
They'll have to find out when they click the link. Well, okay. I'll put the link in the description.
So I'll tell them what the offer is. You know what I mean? So the offer is you will join our community, Dream Builder Nation, and you'll get access to my Scaling with Webinars program. So what that means is everything that we do for our clients, we're going to give you the template. So it's not a course where you are going, you watching it, and then you got to figure out how to do it. No, we actually, the emails that you need to send out, we give them to you. You just got to plug in your name and all of your audience and all that stuff. The videos that you need to do, we give you the scripts for them.
Gotcha.
The funnel, I actually give you the actual funnel. It comes with the funnel.
Like already built out?
Already built out. The webinar. So the webinar, the same funnel. Listen, everything is the exact same thing that I use for you, for E, for him 500, everything. You now can do it. And then there are videos to show you how to put it in and how to, you know, update everything. That's the only reason that we have videos is because we want to show you how to use everything. So you get access to that. But also the other dope part is you get access to the family, the team, where you get on these weekly calls. If you let's say you need help with your copy. It's like, this don't sound right. Well, we have a call for that. Let's say you need help with strategy. I do a strategy call every single week. Let's say you need help with the system itself. We got somebody for that, or help with, you know, coaching. Like, but, you know, what about, you know, when I get on there and I don't like being in front of people? We have a call for that. So we have calls that you can actually tune into as well.
Yeah.
To make sure you have a successful launch.
Yeah, we need that discount code because I know it's only 30,000. Yeah. So definitely need that discount code, okay? Because you're giving out funnels and all. I know.
We're giving you the actual funnel that we use. And we also teach you. Also, the graphics, all of that. We give you that. When we talk about doing the slides.
Well, hold me down with that promo code, okay?
When we talk about the slides, all right, we actually give you all 56 slides that we use. And I go through and show you, all right, this is what should be on this slide. I actually put it in there, like pain point number one, number two, number three.
Can you send me that real quick?
Yeah, I'm going to see. Okay. I can see it to you.
Need the slides.
Yo, no, so you get all of that.
Yeah, yeah. There will be a link somewhere in this in the description.
At the if y'all really want to like make the pot even sweeter, hit up the app junkie. All right, that's Tuella. So just tell her like, yo, do us nice.
All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
Do us nice, Tuella.
Yeah, no doubt. Do us nice. So, there will be a link in the description. I gotta do a commercial real quick. I gotta pay some bills. Okay,
let's do it.
This is a free podcast.
Yeah.
We got no money around here. Okay,
so we gotta
pay some bills around here. And then I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna have you close this out. So come out with something really deep.
Okay,
you got something deep. All right, cool.
Let me think.
This episode is sponsored by the Content Creation Bootcamp. I gotta talk about the pain because the pain is. You got an amazing product, an amazing service, but for some reason when you post about your product or service, nobody's engaging, nobody's buying. Or you feel like you're dope at what you do, but nobody's following, nobody's commenting, nobody's sharing, nothing. And your following just isn't growing. And I understand that the number one reason that people are not growing on social media and the fact that their business is failing is because they don't understand how to create content online. So we put together a 3-day experience where they get to spend 3 days with your boy, me. Yeah, you want to speak at the next boot camp?
Yeah, when is it?
I can't put the date. I'll tell you it.
Okay.
It's in a month or so, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's the first week of next month.
Okay.
You got stuff
my birthday. Yeah, I'll be out of town.
Where are you going?
Me and wifey are going to a little exclusive joint real quick.
What dates you going?
We're going the 6th through the 9th.
Oh, good.
Or 4th through the 9th.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be coming to the next one, okay?
Yeah, I'm down. Yo,
give me a giveaway or something for everybody, though. Like, send me something that I could give everybody at this next boot camp.
Okay. I'll do that.
Sure. So, yes, it's probably 6 or 7 other speakers that are highly capable to teach you entrepreneurship and how to build a business. And not only just create content, but like you're learning how to build a business and be a better entrepreneur. So go to creatorsbootcamp.com/socialproof. Hey, Jen, can you make creatorsbootcamp.com/socialproof discounted? Because I'll be asking everybody else to give a discount. I got to give a discount on my own stuff. So creatorsbootcamp.com/socialproof. Let's make it a discount. All right, cool. So make sure you're at the next Creators Bootcamp. It is going down. Actually, by the time they see this, you probably will be available for the next one. So that's good.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
All right. So creatorsbootcamp.com. It's going down. Also, go to themorningmeetup.com. The Morning Meetup is the only community that gathers every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship. There's a lot of Morning Meetup people here. Y'all morning. In the building. Every single day, I'm coaching entrepreneurs every single day, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have like over 300-400 people on the call every single morning. A community. People talk about bringing a community together, but we actually do it. Yeah. So we had a meetup in LA. And how many people was out there, Joe, you think? 15? Yeah, 15, 20 people. And when I'm traveling, like on this tour, I just get everybody in the morning meetup in that city and we go to breakfast. And I just pay for it.
Oh, I love that.
It was really dope.
Yep. Oh, you pay for everything? Mm-hmm. Oh, where are you going next?
It's family. We got a lot coming. We got a lot coming, man. It's a family. We take care of our
I'll
own,
go to
man.
One in Chicago. So you come to Des Moines.
Oh, we're going. Des Moines.
You got fans there.
I was looking at my analytics. So I don't know if Des Moines was lit. No. But yeah, go to themorningmeetup.com. Try us out. We give you the little sample. I mean, for $1. You like it, stay. If you don't, you can leave. It's all good. But go to themorningmeetup.com, enroll today. Okay. So words, thank you so much. Got one question before we close this out, man.
Yeah.
I like to make predictions on the podcast. Okay. And I like to know where you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years so that I can watch this 5 years from today and say, yo, Word said he was going to do it. Look, he did it.
Yeah.
Where you going to be at?
So, my wife and I, we're going to still just only have the 3 kids.
That's the goal?
Yeah. But that's just that. But I desire to be a best-selling author, but I also desire to have at least 5,000 dream builders a part of my community where they're becoming millionaires. I would like, my goal is like, babe, let's create 5,000 millionaires that are part of our community that are winning. We also have this desire to travel. We're going to stay abroad a year in Spain. So this is something else we're going to do. But more importantly, just have a legacy set up for my kids. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I want. Where that consists of several businesses. So we're starting a couple businesses now that we're bringing to, you know, that 6-figure mark. So we want to at least have, so put me on record, we'll at least have 6 businesses all doing 7 figures.
Mm.
And bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like six, at least 6.
Because 7 figures is 1 million or 9 million.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So at least that. And I desire to be a best-selling author. So I want to put the entire journey from us losing a home and being in a basement and coming out of that and being able to, you don't even realize that I watched the whole interview. I'm sorry, I'm making this longer. I watched the whole interview with you and Dame. You told Dame that you were on his dream board. You don't even realize that you were on mine.
Really?
So when I saw the purple cow, I promise you, I freaking just got goosebumps thinking about this. I said, watch me not only meet Dave, but I'm gonna get money with Dave.
Mm.
I'm gonna work with Dave, right? And so that's happened. We've launched out your program, but I said the same thing about E. And I not only spoke at one of his conferences, but I also he's still a client today.
Wow.
Right? The first person that ever introduced me to webinars, which was Kimra Luna, I also do business with her.
Wow.
So if I could say something to people, it's like these people that you're watching, like how I think, I will manifest whatever I want. Whatever I want, I start calling it out and it's going to come. It's like, because we were given dominion over this land.
Yeah.
Most people are like, we chasing this. And like, I hope it happens. It's like, no. This is my, I have dominion. So I'm going to say, this is what I want. I'm going to get money with this person or I'm going to launch this person or whatever. That's what will happen. Every single time that will happen for me. And so I'm always mindful of my words because I know whatever I say is going to come to fruition and it's going to manifest. And it's not just going to me say it and I sit there. I'm going to say it and keep working and then I draw it to me. As I work, I attract it. Like that's the type of energy and vibe that I give off. And that's not being cocky. That's just me understanding my superpower and know that whatever I desire in this world, I will have it. I want it. Like us sitting here. I'm like, boom, we have it. How did I, you know, when I first talked to you, I called you. I saw, listen, I promise you, we both joined Extreme Execution. I said, babe, this dude, Dave, is in Extreme Execution. He's in the group. She like, what, you see anything to him yet? I said, nope, I'm just be methodical. I had already had a community. Look at this. I had a community that was paying me monthly. I know that you also had a community. So I reached out, hey, Dave, yo, I need some advice on the community aspect. You know, how you're building your community. You being you, because I already knew that you were going to be receptive. You was like, oh, shoot, let's jump on a call. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's give me, play it cool. What up, Dave? You know what I'm saying? Play it cool. And then wow. It's just like, now it's like, how do I get a chance to work with Dave? You said, I said, so what projects do you have going on? Like, yo, I'm about to launch Social Proof. Mm-hmm. And I said, how are you going to launch it? And you like this. I said, well, you know what? I can launch it for you. He was like, well, what do you do? And I said the name. I launched Eric Thomas. And you was like, well, shoot, let's talk. How much do I charge you, Dave?
Nothing.
Nothing. Why? Because that wasn't important. Most people go, if I can get that one little gem that you was talking about, most people go for like, oh, man, it's Dave. Let me get this money. No. The relationship. Now it comes back full circle. I say, Dave, yo, I want to get on a podcast. Come through.
Yeah.
Why? That was a seed. You're a good ground to plant a seed on, bro. This is good ground right here. You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand that when you're moving. Like, we have these gifts, but we don't plant them in good ground. And what happens is these fast entrepreneurs get to the point where they're like, I just want the money. You throwing out seeds, but you ain't planting them nowhere. And we get to come up and like, oh, you left seeds here. I'm going to take, you know what I'm saying? But we got to plant seeds on good ground. You were good ground. And now we get to this point. So that's why I'm mindful of what I manifest. And I say it. And I'm mindful of what I do for people. Like Donnie was saying, just give the pickle. I'm like, yes, give this. Stop playing. What are you doing? So that's key.
Dang. So you weren't supposed to close it out till after that.
Oh, I got another one for
here
you.
Now. So, man, thank you so much, Words. Yeah. This has been a true pleasure, man. I appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
How can people follow you?
At Words Taylor. WordsTaylor. Yeah. Everything. At Words Taylor, everything.
Words Taylor, everything. Well, look, man, close this out, man. Put a bow on this whole conversation. Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I would say the last thing that I would give you is the biggest thing for me when I started my business was exactly what you were asking me about. We start a business, we have a great idea, we have a product or a service, but the thing that we often leave out is client acquisition. We don't know how we're going to get our product or service in front of people consistently. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have client acquisition together, then you won't survive. Like that is the key. There isn't a business in this world that can survive without people. You need people in order to get your business. So Dorito still invests in, every year they're going to have a Super Bowl commercial.
Sure.
Client acquisition. They're like, yo, we have people. I didn't even know beer. I hadn't drunk beer in my life. But when I first had my first beer in college, all right, what do you think the first beer I got?
Budweiser.
Why?
They marketed was crazy.
Because their marketing was crazy. They understood our clients, our people watch Super Bowl. They watch this. They watch this. So they were always in front of their people. And then, boom, they made sure their product was available for them. If you plan to grow your business, you need to have that in play. And that's why webinars are so powerful, because it's a great way to get a new lead, get yourself in front of people, offer them something for free where they can experience your brand, and you can put an offer in front of them right away. Mm. Client acquisition. And you can do this over and over and over and over and over again, and it works. Amazing. Right? You have to know how you're going to attract the client and get your offer in front of them. You know, get them to go from cold to warm and get an offer in front of them right away. That's going to be key.
Listen, man, we can't close it out though better than that, man.
That's good.
Thank you so much. Make sure y'all follow my boy Words Taylor.
There you go.
Make sure you do yourself a favor. Do us a favor. Do the community a favor. Go get you some social proof, okay? Meaning go build something. Be strategic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be methodic. Be like relentless in building something. But then you take that information that you gather, bring it back to your community, and teach somebody else how to do what you did. All right? We are out of here. Peace.
David Chance presents to you the Morning Meetup. Do you have an idea you need to get off the ground? Are you a small business owner looking to earn supplemental income or replace your current income? Come and join the most amazing mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs. Live with David Shands himself. That's right, this is not pre-recorded and it's not a replay. This is live every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. In addition to the live calls, you'll also receive a weekly individual Q&A call, a private Facebook community, access to all call replays, and access to David's list of resources and contacts. You need to be in an environment of success. So head over to themorningmeetup.com today for your $1 7-day trial. That's right, just $1 for 7 days of access to the Morning Meetup. Take massive action towards manifesting your dreams today. themorningmeetup.com.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.